You are now tuned in to the Nancy Ruffin Show.
Welcome back to another episode of the Nancy Ruffin Podcast. I am your host, Nancy Ruffin, aka the Purpose Pusher. And you know, on this podcast, we focused on three things: God, goals, and growth. And if anything has happened to me this past year, is that I have definitely grown in my passion or in my boldness or in how I show up and how I speak about my faith, and about how God is just constantly showing up in my life, and allowing me to, I guess, trust where he is taking me in this next season of my life. You know, and when I think about this past year, as many of us do, right, at this time of year, New Year's is a couple of days away. This is actually the last show, the last episode for 2021. And I don't know about you, but I've been in reflective mode for the past couple of weeks. You know, I've been out of the office since December 23rd, and I intentionally disconnected from my social media because I wanted to take this time to just embrace these last few days of the year and to really focus on what I want my 2022 to look like, but also to reflect on this past year, to reflect on all of the goodness of the past year. I know that it's really easy for us to focus on the bad moments or on the difficult things that we may have had to endure the past year. But I have learned that, you know, as with anything, those moments pass, right? And so our lives are not always this constant, in this constant state of pain, of hurt, of sadness, that even in the midst of our most painful moments, that there's still blessings there. There are still moments where we can tap into our joy if we allow ourselves to. And so I've been really thinking about, well, what has 2021 been like for me, you know? And so for this episode, I want to talk a little bit about this year in review, not just for myself, but I encourage you to do some reflecting as well, you know, in your own life. Think about the things that really went well this year for you and think about how you can tap into that and curate and create more of those experiences for yourself in 2022. And I also want to spend some time talking about the blessing of letting go, right? As we prepare to say goodbye to 2021, what do we want to leave behind this year, right? What do we want to free ourselves from so that we enter the new year lighter and feeling more free, and just ridding ourselves maybe of toxic baggage that we have been carrying for far too long, right? And at this point, is like you have to make the decision that enough is enough, because we know that whatever we're not changing, we're choosing, right? And so I talk about this a lot. You know, healing is a choice. We become victims not by choice, right? We become victims because we are victimized. If you choose to stay a victim, then that is an intentional decision that you are making, because you have to think about your situation or your experience as something that allows for you to evolve. Just because you were victimized doesn't mean that you have to allow yourself to continuously be victimized by reliving the experience. And now, I don't want to sound insensitive, and I don't want to make light of any one person's trauma or experience. But one thing that I do know is that if we refuse to move past it, then there's no way that you're going to be able to create a better future for yourself. And then you continue to give the person who hurt you or victimize you power, right? And the way that you reclaim your power is by making the decision to say no more, to say that this is where it stops. And even though I was victimized, I refuse to be a victim in my life's story, because we know that everything that we go through is but a page in the book of our lives, right? And so what are you going to do to move forward? Are you going to turn the page, or are you going to continue to reread and rehash and relive the same situation that broke you once? And so for me, as I reflect back on 2021, I can't help but also reflect back on 2020, because so much of what I learned to appreciate this year was a result of the isolation that we all experienced back in 2020, you know, with COVID, and how we were in a lockdown for months and we were isolated from our families, from our loved ones. You know, we weren't able to physically go into work. We couldn't go out to restaurants. We couldn't be anywhere in community, right? Because there were so many people getting sick. There were so many people dying, and there was no cure. There was no vaccine. No one had a grapple on how to stop the spreading of COVID. Right. So when we enter 2021 and now we have the vaccines available, and we see that the numbers of people who are being infected are decreasing, and we see that the number of people getting vaccinated is increasing, and that the spread isn't as rampant anymore. And we're allowed now to visit our loved ones, right? To hug each other again. All of these things that I took for granted. You know, to be honest, I took all of that for granted. But when that stuff gets taken away, you don't realize how important it is. And that goes with anything in our lives. You know, so this year, I was just really grateful to be able to spend time with my friends, with my family, with the people that I love. I was grateful that I was able to go back into the office. I was grateful that I still had a job. There were so many people who lost their jobs because of COVID and because of the impact that COVID had on the economy, you know, and our essential workers. God bless them, you know, because they really held everything together for us, you know. So as I think about this year and I think about all of the things that I was able to experience this year, none of it really revolved on the accumulation of things, right? It wasn't about how much more money I earned this year, or what I was able to buy myself, or any of these material things that we usually tend to place so much value on, right? We turn to things, and not all of us, right? I don't want to put everyone in the same boat, but there's a large majority of the population who equates their status in life with how much money they earn, the kind of car that they drive, the kind of position they hold, the designer labels that they rock, like all of these things. And what I realized is when we were in isolation, none of that mattered. None of that mattered, because why? Your car's parked outside. You can't drive anywhere. You can't go anywhere, right? There's nowhere for you to go to show off your latest labels or how fly you look or any of that, right? And so what I started to realize is that none of that really is what matters. None of that is what brings me true peace, joy, and happiness. And yet, during the time that I was home and I was isolated with my husband and my two children, I realized that the thing that brings me joy is being with the people that I love and being able to and being healthy. The fact that we were healthy was such a blessing, because there were so many people who did not have their health, you know. And so as I continue to grow as a person, as I continue to grow in my faith and in my spirituality, I've just really started to shift how I think about myself in relation to the world and what's going on. And more importantly, I'm thinking about, well, who do I want to become? And what kind of life do I want to cultivate moving forward? What are the things that are truly important to me? Who do I want to be? How do I want to feel? And what do I need to do in my life so that I can become the person that I want to be and so that I can feel the way that I want to feel? You know, and these are all questions that I encourage you to ask yourself, you know. And so as I recap this past year, I'm grateful that I was able to spend time with my loved ones. I'm so grateful that my Women of Faith group grew. You know, I started in January this Women of Faith Bible study group because I was asked by a woman in my church to co-lead a connect group for our church. And I will tell you that at first I was like, there's no way I can do that. I felt inadequate, for one. I didn't feel like I was qualified because, I mean, I hadn't even read the entire Bible when she was asking me to co-lead with her. And I do what most of us do, right? We talk ourselves out of things because we get imposter syndrome, or because we have that little voice in our head that says, well, who do you think you are? There's no way that you can do that. You're not good enough. You're not qualified enough. You don't have the training for that. Like, these are all the things that were running through my head. And so I was very resistant at first to do it, you know, but she encouraged me and she said, you know what, just take some time to think about it, pray on it, and see what God speaks into your heart, you know. And that was exactly what I did. And I took a couple of days and I prayed on it and I reflected on it. And what was ironic about the situation is that at that time, I had already been feeling this nudge in my heart to go deeper in my faith and to step into it more boldly. I just didn't know what that was until I had received that call. And so we fast forward. I decided to do the group with her. We co-led our first group together. And after the first one ended, after the first 10 weeks, she had decided that she didn't want to lead a connect group the next time around because she, you know, it requires a lot of commitment and time to lead women, you know, in the word of God. But I still felt called to do it. So I continued and I recruited someone else. I had recruited a woman that had joined our first connect group. And she had agreed to co-lead with me. And so here we are at the end of December, and we led three Bible study cohorts, right? So that was 30 weeks of the year that we spent studying the Word of God. And the culmination of that was our Women of Faith retreat that we had the weekend of December 3rd. There were 16 women. All of us, we met up at Crystal Springs Resort in Hamburg, New Jersey. Two of the women flew in. One flew in from Texas, the other one flew in from Nashville, and then everyone else drove in from the tri-state area. And it was the most beautiful experience of women who were brought together and connected by God through the Holy Spirit. And it was a weekend for us to reflect, to relax, to have fun, and to connect. And we did that. And it was an incredible, incredible time. And what I learned from that experience was that I want to do more of this work. I want to bring more women closer to God. I want God to use me as the example of what is possible when we surrender. When we surrender of who we were, of when we surrender of the idea of who we're supposed to be, and surrender our own plans and really submit to the plan that God has for our lives. You know, because if you would have asked me a year ago,
that I would be doing this, that I would be leading a women's ministry, I wouldn't have believed you. And I definitely wouldn't have believed this 10 years ago or 15 years ago when I was lost and confused and just a hot mess out in these streets, right? And so I'm proof that God can change you if you allow him in. And there's this misconception that happens or that people get when they hear Bible study or when they hear that you're a Christian or that you follow Jesus. We get a bad rep, right? There's like this stereotype around people who follow Jesus that somehow we're squares or we don't know how to have fun or that we have to completely change who we are. But I will tell you that you do not have to change a thing to follow Jesus. You do not have to change a thing to give your life back to him. He wants you exactly as you are, flaws and all the mistakes, all of your bad decisions, all of your bad choices. God wants you exactly as you are because you don't have to change a thing about you. He loves you exactly as you are. But what happens is that the more you follow Christ, the more you get in his word, you do start to change. Like, I'm not going to lie and say that you don't change. There's a transformation is happening. But he's the one that's doing it. It's not you intentionally making decisions saying, well, I'm going to stop this. I'm no longer going to do this. I'm going to stop hanging out with so-and-so. It's not that at all. But what happens is the more you follow God, the more you get in his word, the more your mind opens up, the more clarity you start to get in your life. And those things that you used to enjoy doing, you no longer are going to enjoy doing them. The people who you used to connect with in the past to do the things that you would do when you were your past self may not be the same people that you're going to connect with as you grow on your walk with Christ. I mean, and what may happen is that the people that you're around, they might see your transformation. They might see how good you're living, how happy you are. And then they might want to join you on your journey. That's what happens in my life. I still have the same friends. We still enjoy going out to dinner, having brunches, listening to music, occasionally drinking, you know, our glasses of wine. And the more I'm bold about my faith and how God is working in my life and how happy and joyful they see me, they themselves want the same things. And so now I have one of my closest friends in the Bible study group with me. My sister's in it. My aunt is in it. And these are women in my inner circle. So we're all going on the same path. You don't have to change a thing about who you are because God will change you. So when we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit more about the blessing of letting go. And I will challenge you to think about some things that you might have to let go in 2021. And I want you to know that when you let things go that no longer serve you, you make space for all of the amazing things and blessings that God has in store for you.
My name is Avery Ruffin, and you're listening to The Nancy Ruffin Show.
Thank you for sticking around. This week, we are talking about the blessing of letting go, saying goodbye to 2021, and really becoming intentional about what we want more of in 2022. If you are new here, thank you. Welcome. I hope you stick around. I hope that so far you have found value in my words. If you haven't already done so, make sure you click the subscribe button, leave us a rating, leave us a comment. Let us know if you love it. Let us know if you don't love it, right? Let us know what I need to do better or what you want to hear more of. I'm open to all commentary, constructive criticism. I don't take anything personal. I do this for you, and my ultimate goal is to provide my listeners with what they want. So with that being said, let's continue our conversation. You know, as I was talking about in the first segment, it's important to allow ourselves to surrender, right? Sometimes we make these plans, we have an idea about what we think our life should be, what it should look like, but then God has different plans for us. And sometimes we resist God's plan for us so much that we end up in situations that probably aren't the best for us. We end up in situations where our hearts get broken, or where we're hurt, or where we're sad. And that's because we try to force things when God is saying, you need to let it go because I'm trying to close this door so I can open this one. But because we are so stubborn, we don't surrender. We want at all costs to make things happen the way that we want. And sometimes the way that we want isn't what is best for us. You know, when I think about the best moments in my life, or of the things that have brought me the most joy, it has been those things that I had never planned for. You know, when I was trying to become a mom, I only had one prayer. I wanted to have one child. That was it. I had never imagined having multiple children. It wasn't even part of my prayer. All I wanted was to have one child. And so Alexa, when she came around, she was an unexpected blessing. Right? She wasn't planned. She wasn't the baby I prayed for. She wasn't any of those things. But you know what? God had a better plan for me than I could have ever imagined. And I cannot imagine my life without this little girl. She brings me so much joy. Her and Avery are complete opposites. And God knows that she definitely tries me, but she brings me so much joy. And so I say that to say that there's so many times when God has bigger and better plans for us. But if we continue to try and jam a circle, or how, what's the saying? A square in a round hole, or whatever. You know, you get what I'm trying to say. When we try to force things that may necessarily be in God's plan for us, things that end up not working out. You know, so for 2022, I know that I really want to be intentional about surrendering. Let me say that, about surrendering. And instead of focusing on things to bring me happiness, contentment, joy, I really want to live and feel and be in a space that cultivates those things that we seek in material things, right? So I want to feel and be versus having, right? I don't want to have. I want to feel and I want to be. I want to feel joy. I want to feel love. I want to feel happy. I want to be at peace. I want laughter. I want to be confident. I want to be secure. I want to be whole. I want to be complete. I want to be abundant. I want to be healthy, right? So I'm not saying I want health. I want to be healthy. And maybe at this point, you might not know what you want to be, right? Maybe you don't even know how it is you want to feel, but that's okay, because I'm sure that you know how you don't want to feel, and you know who you don't want to be. So that maybe for you, that is your starting point. Maybe you start to look at yourself and you start to ask yourself, what don't I no longer want in my life? What is it that I need to start letting go of? What do I need to release? Right? So in these next few days, I encourage you to reflect on the past year and reflect on the things that no longer serve you. Maybe it's the way that you think, right? Maybe it's your mindset. Maybe you walk through the world always thinking that only bad things happen to you, or that you're never the one that gets selected for the opportunity, or you're never chosen, or people don't treat you well, right? We start to live in this narrative that we tell ourselves only because that's what we have conditioned our minds, right? So if that's what you've conditioned your mind to believe, that is what you're going to attract more of. So maybe the thing that you need to let go and leave behind in this season is your way of thinking. Maybe you need to start shifting your mindset, and you need to start shifting how you view yourself. You have to start speaking life into yourself. You have to believe that you are worthy. That if they haven't chosen you yet, that's because they don't know what they're missing, right? Your value and your worth is not determined by someone else's ability to see that in you. You have to show up in the world like you know you got it. That you know that you are capable of doing things, even if you don't know how, even if you've never done it before. You have to believe that you have it within yourself to figure it out and to excel at it. How you speak to yourself and about yourself is going to create your reality. You have to be intentional about speaking life into yourself. Because I will tell you that the world will try to break you every single chance it gets, and it will if you let it. Because how are you going to let the world tell you who you are? Who knows you better than you? You know who you are. So you can't sit there and let other people tell you what you're capable of, what you can't do. You have to start shifting mindset. And I don't know how you've developed this negative thinking, these limiting beliefs, but I can tell you that you have the power within you to change it and to shift it. And if you don't know where to start, I have a webinar on my website that you can download, and it's specifically on how to overcome limiting beliefs, right? And it might not be your mindset, right? It might just be people that you're hanging out with. Maybe you need to let go of some people. Maybe their toxic behavior is holding you back. Maybe you don't know how to separate yourself from your childhood friend because you feel you owe them something. But I will tell you that you don't owe anyone anything, but you owe yourself everything. So if you are surrounded by individuals who are toxic, who don't believe in you, who are constantly criticizing you or putting you down or talking negatively to you, I tell you that you do not have to put up with that. It doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter how long you've known them. It doesn't matter if they're your mother, your father, your sister, your brother. It doesn't matter. You do not have to be any one person's punching bag, but you owe yourself everything. You owe it to yourself to get yourself out of that situation so that you can step into the future that God has planned for you. So take these moments to reflect on everything that has held you back this year, whether it's your mindset, whether it's the people around you, whether it could be your job, it could be a number of things. Only you know what those things are. But you, in order to change any of that, you first have to identify what the problem is, right? So as soon as you identify what that thing is, then you have to ask yourself, well, what do I need to move forward from this? What do I need to do so that this no longer becomes a hindrance to who I want to become? What things are you holding on to simply because they've become a part of your routine or simply out of habit? Because we tend to do that too. It may not necessarily be toxic or bad, but it might not be a behavior that supports your growth, right? So maybe you spend all your free time Netflix and chilling, right? But Netflix and chilling all the time is not contributing to your personal growth or personal development or helping you grow into a better version of yourself. So maybe what you need to start doing is start turning off the TV, start turning off Netflix, or creating a schedule where you only allow yourself X amount of time, you know, to sit and watch Netflix. So then you have additional time to devote to things that are going to build you up and make you more productive and really help you tap into your potential so that you can really live, you know, a life that's filled with joy and love and happiness, right? When we think about the new year and the things that we want, right? You should be asking yourself, well, what do I need to be making space for? Sometimes our lives are just so cluttered with non-important things, not because we're intentionally keeping them there, but just because we've always done it, right? And because we've fallen into a certain behavior pattern, it isn't until we start to question that we realize, like, well, wait a minute, this really isn't contributing to my life. This is just taking up space. So what do you have to declutter in your life, in your home, in your physical space? This is the time to do some house cleaning, like literally and figuratively. Like, what do you need to clean out of your house? What do you need to clean out of your life? What do you need to make space for? Because sometimes the things that are cluttering our lives are preventing us from moving forward into where we're supposed to be. And sometimes you can't even see that because your space is literally cluttered. So reflect and release anything that isn't serving you, and then allow yourself to embrace what God puts in your path. Sometimes the thing that seems the most out of this world, that seems to not even make sense to you at the time, might be the very thing that God is sending in your life to put you on the next path to the next phase of your life, like whatever the next part of your journey is. But you have to be willing to let go. You have to be willing to surrender. And you have to be willing to see everything as a blessing, right? Because everything that comes into your life doesn't necessarily have to stay. You at any time can make the decision to say, this no longer serves me. Because what worked for you 5 years ago, 3 years ago, or even last week may not necessarily work for you today, tomorrow, next month, or next year. Because guess what? We are growing and changing and evolving every single day, whether you realize it or not. Our bodies are changing every single second. We are losing cells. We are regenerating new cells. Our hair, we're losing, you know, strands of hair by the second. Our hair is aging. Our skin wrinkles up, right? And that happens every day because we're aging every day and we're growing every day. But we don't notice it as it's happening, right? Because it's a gradual process. So we are changing every minute of the day. And who you were last year, I promise you, isn't who you are today. But if you want to take control of your life, be intentional about what you allow in your life. Stop just letting things take up space that no longer serve you. Stop making excuses. What if that's something that you let go this year? What if the excuses are what you leave in 2021 and you enter into 2022 with a new determined mindset to take bold action and to do and to follow through on everything that your heart desires, on every idea that comes into your head? You're not going to think about it. You're just going to say, you know what? God put this idea in my head. I'm going to go for it. And then see what happens. Embrace the unknown. And I know that the unknown can be a scary place to be in, but so many beautiful things grow from there. Nothing is going to grow from you staying in your comfort zone. That isn't where change happens. Change happens when you become uncomfortable and when you're forced to grow and to move and to do. And if you have a hard time doing that, then get yourself around people that are going to motivate you, that are going to encourage you, and that are going to inspire you to be your best self. Because when you're surrounded by a circle of people that are committed to growing and to being more and to doing more, then you're going to be inspired to do the same thing. And what's more is that when you see them doing and succeeding, that gives you the courage and the confidence and the belief in yourself that you can do it too. Stop wasting time. Start being intentional about being who God created you to be, about cultivating joy every moment of your life. Not saying that you're going to be happy in every moment, because life is a series of peaks and valleys. And we know this, highs and lows, right? And we can't experience the high moments if we don't also know what those low moments feel like. But in every situation, you can always experience joy. You can always see the blessing in something, no matter how bad it is. And as soon as you start shifting how you view yourself, how you view the world, how you view how God is working in your life, everything changes. Because everything that we go through, God uses to grow us. And so as I end the podcast, I just hope that you trust yourself enough to follow through on the things that you say that you want. You know, the new year is coming. I have so many exciting things that I'm going to be doing for my community of women, for my women of faith women, for my fierce women. There, you know, I have our fourth cohort. The Women of Faith cohort 4 starts February 2nd. And in that cohort, we're going to be studying women of the Bible. We're going to be reading the book of Ruth and the book of Esther. And we're going to be focusing on these powerful women, you know, and we're going to use them as examples for what we ourselves are capable of doing in our own lives. I also have my intentional visioning workshop January 8th. This is my annual vision board workshop, but I have shifted the way that I facilitate this workshop. And no longer are we focusing solely on goals that are aligned with getting us material things. But I want us to be intentional about the lives that we want to live and the people who we want to be, right? So who do you want to become? And what things do you need to do, get rid of, start doing in order to become this person? You know, so much every year in my vision board workshops, I see people put financial goals. They want houses and they want brand new cars and they want all of these beautiful material, tangible things. And what I've recognized is that it's not about the things really, right? It's about the feeling that we get from those things, right? So if we started to shift how we look at our goals, instead of looking at them as things that we accomplish and amass and accumulate, and start to look from a lens of the feeling, then we can find freedom, we can find peace, we can find wealth, we can find love in just about anything. And the things that we have don't even matter. And so that is what we're focusing on, right? So who do you want to be? How do you want to feel in 2022? And what things do you need to start doing and cultivating so that you can feel the way that you want and so that you can become who you want to be? I'm also, as a part of that, for the VIP ticket buyers, for those of you who have already purchased tickets and for those of you who will buy the VIP ticket, we're going to do a 6-month community accountability group, right? So in addition to getting the 60-minute one-on-one session with me where we review your goals and your plan and all of that, you're going to become a part of a community where we're going to meet once a month via Zoom, and we're going to be accountable to each other because we're going to see on a monthly basis what you've done to get closer to the person that you want to be. And this is something that God put in my heart to do, because I recognize that it's hard to do these things by yourself. And there's so much power in community and really being there for each other and walking along on someone's journey with them. So I'm really excited to do that. And then lastly, I have really been thinking about what is the next thing for this podcast. And what I've been thinking and what's been coming up for me is that this might be the end of the Nancy Ruffin Show podcast. I am feeling called to create a new faith-based podcast, one that is more centered and aligned with the person that I am becoming. And I really feel like I'm being called to minister to women. Not sure if that means I'm going to minister in a pastory way. Not really sure yet. It's still unclear. But I do know that I want to step more boldly into my faith and my spiritual and servant leadership. And so I feel like God is calling me to create a new faith-based podcast. You know, the Nancy Ruffin Show podcast evolved from the Empowerment Hour. That's what it was called before I changed the name. And it has shifted so much throughout the last 4 years. But I feel like I'm being called into a different direction. So I'm not sure yet. But this is where I am being called to. And I'm going to continue to pray on it. I'm going to continue to see where God leads me and leads this podcast. But this may very well be the last episode of the Nancy Ruffin Show. Not sure yet. Continue to follow me on my social media platforms. If you have not joined my mailing list yet, I invite you to visit my website. I am nancyruffin.com and sign up to my email list on there, because that is how I will keep you updated on what is coming up for me in 2022. So I am just eternally grateful for every person who has supported this podcast these last 4 years. Thank you for lending me your ears every single week. Thank you for the comments, for the reviews. Thank you for everything. And as we end 2021, I wish you nothing but health, peace, and joy. And until next time, mi gente, go out there and crush those goals.
Thank you for listening to the Nancy Ruffin Show. I hope you enjoyed spending your time. Bye.